This had better be good. I was just in the middle of a really satisfying nap. You must be the one who summoned me. My name? It's Mephistopheles, but my friends call me Mephisto. Yes, it's nice to meet you as well. Now then, I believe we have some business to discuss. Since you called me here, I assume you know how this works. Here, sign this in blood, and the deal will be completed. What's the matter? Do you need a knife to cut your finger open? Because if that's the case, I've got one right here. Wait a second. You don't want to sign away your soul? Then why go through all the trouble of summoning a demon? Oh, I see. You were hoping for an alternate deal. Naughty boy. This isn't a negotiation. I'm the one with all the power here. I could rip you to shreds if I wanted to. Yet you don't look afraid in the slightest. Why is that, human? Leverage. What leverage could you possibly have? A magical seal. What, this little thing? Oops. How cute. You thought you had me trapped. Don't believe everything you read, mage. Despite what the Gosha might lead you to believe, no fancy circles ever stopped a demon before. It's all right, sweetie. If I was actually planning on killing you, you'd already be bleeding out on the floor. Instead, I think I'll have a look around this hovel you call home. Oh. You've got some pretty rare grimoires in your collection. I haven't seen a copy of this one in ages. How'd you manage to get your hands on it? Still too scared to speak, are we? What happened to that brazenness from earlier? No matter. We'll have plenty of time to talk later. Let's see what else you've got lying around. A few decent potions, one completely useless crystal ball, and... these talismans. Did you make them yourself? Not half bad. Very few people spend the time to get these right. Must have taken you a while to complete the enchantments. So... why did you call me here, human? What were you hoping to get out of this? Advice? Sounds reasonable enough, but might help to be a bit more specific. For instance, were you looking to learn how to become wealthy? Glimpse the secrets of the universe? Or maybe you wanted to see if there were any ways to manipulate your enemies? What was it? You wanted help getting a girlfriend? I'm sorry for laughing. I'm sure you're taking this seriously. It's just, I've never encountered someone with such an odd request. I mean, do you really think I'm the one you should be asking about this? Oh, I'm not trying to tease you, human. My curiosity is perfectly genuine. Actually, I may be able to help you out. See, there aren't really that many competent mages out there. And as a result, the ones that do exist are extremely valuable. You appear to be one of those skilled few. And I'm not just saying that to flatter you. Summoning a demon is, in and of itself, an impressive feat. The last time someone called me into the human world was 100 years ago. My point is that I've come up with an offer of my own. What would you say to serving me, human? I mean... don't you think I'd make a wonderful girlfriend? You don't have to answer that. I've seen you staring at my tits. At the very least, I know you find me attractive. Come on. If you agree, I promise to make you feel really good. Though, my offer only stands as long as you're willing to completely offer yourself up to me. I won't accept anything less than complete devotion. And what would be a better show of faith than to give me your very soul? I'll take very good care of it. Your soul would belong to me, and me alone. No contracts, no middlemen, just you and me. I'm tired of doing Lucy's dirty work, collecting souls to bring back to hell for her. The way I see it, I'm long overdue for a soul to call my own. And you're just such a cute little human. You'd make the perfect pet for me. That's right. You could look at it as an alternate deal. I can see you need a little bit more incentive. How about this? How does it feel to kiss a demon? Is your mind already turning to mush? Did you know? My saliva's got aphrodisiac qualities to it. That's why it tastes so good. I'm guessing that's also why you've gotten so hard. How about I rub it over your pants? Can you feel the lust building up? You won't be able to hold back for long. Sooner or later, you're going to have to surrender to your instincts. How about we make a bet, huh? If I can make you come, then I get to keep your soul. No, it isn't very fair. And no, you don't get a say in this. Let me just get down on my knees. Someone's eager. Oh, that's a nice reaction. You like how hot my mouth is? Way better than a human girl, right? Oh. I can make you feel better than anyone else. You won't need anyone else. Just give me your soul, and I'll let you use my hot, wet demon mouth every day. You want me to take you even deeper? You're stubborn. That would have made most men shoot their loads instantly. But can you keep holding it back? So much pre-cum. You must be getting close now. Just surrender yourself to my control, pet. You won't regret it. Fine. If you really don't want to be my boyfriend, I suppose I can't make you. It's a shame, though. Sucking your cock turned me on as well. Here, if I just sit down here and open my legs, see how wet my pussy is. It's desperate for your cock. Oh, I can't stop touching myself. fuck. I can't stand it. I need you to fuck me, baby. Look, when I spread my pussy lips, you can see it twitching. Such a tight pink pussy. Can you imagine how amazing it would be to thrust that thick cock inside me and fuck my brains out? Please, baby, I really need it. I need you to fuck me. Yeah. Yeah, come closer. Line yourself up right there. Yeah, give it to me. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Fill me up. Yeah, you're thrusting your hips like an animal. Oh, my aphrodisiac must have finally worn down your will. Now you're nothing but a beast in heat. Oh, just how I like it. Yeah. Yeah, pound me. Pound me as hard as you want. Enjoy this tight demon pussy. Kiss me, pet. That's it. I wanna drink my spit. Let it drive you even wilder. You're hitting me so deep. Are you about to burst? Do it. Do it. Please. Pump me full of your sticky cum. Oh, God, I want it so bad. Come, pet. And entrust your soul to my care. We can do so much together. Serve me with your magic. Oh, I'm the only one you'll have to listen to. Yes. Fuck. Oh, come inside. Seal our pact. Oh, you've got such a troubled look on your face. Are you thinking about pulling out? I'm sorry, but I can't let you do that. Oh. If I wrap my legs around you like this, you'll have no choice but to cream inside me. Yeah. I'm almost there. Just let it out, baby. Yeah, drain your balls inside me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. Come for me, baby. Come on, come for me. Good boy. There's so much, it's starting to leak out. Oh, you did really well. You know what this means. Your soul is mine now. Don't be scared, sweetie. I won't hurt you. I can pull your soul out nice and easy. There. You see this little ball of light? This is the very essence of your being. And now it belongs to me. You belong to me. Such a delicious looking soul. I can't wait to eat it. Oh. I never knew consuming a soul would feel this good. Oh, can you tell, pet? We're connected now. You and I are forever linked. But don't worry. I plan on treating you right. You seem to be getting a little sleepy, though. I understand. That must have taken a lot out of you. Here. Rest your head on my lap. I'll stroke your hair. You recover your strength. You're going to need it. There's still so much work to be done.